What does it take to reshape our culture?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Most people agree that our culture needs a revolution, not a violent rebellion, but a revolution of moral and spiritual values. Historians say that enduring change in culture does not come through violence or coercion. The most enduring revolution comes when change begins in the heart and works its way into society. That's what happened when Christianity started in the first century. God's people practiced outwardly that which they believed inwardly. They engaged in deeds of kindness and lived Christ-centered lives. People around them saw how they behaved. Not only did these unbelievers embrace the Christian faith, they began a moral revolution that lasted for centuries. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul urged Timothy to devote himself to spiritual training, just as athletes devote themselves to regular workouts. By devoting himself in this way, Timothy would become proficient as a teacher and as a model for others to follow. Paul urged him, "Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." Of course, we should encourage laws that foster justice, but to bring about lasting change requires a revolution in ethics and values. Such a change must begin in the hearts of God's people, then work its way into society. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "We are to be salt and light in the world."
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.